So I'm going to tell you guys a story. So basically, when I was born, I was a very healthy baby. But until I grew to 2 years old, I almost died like over 20 times because of convulsions, high fevers. But I guess I survived. I'm going to fast forward for my high school. So in high school, I got my first girlfriend, and we dated for almost 3 years. But in the summer, after we finished high school, it didn't work out. And for a relationship of 3 years, that was, she was more than a girlfriend. She was also a best friend. She was the person that I would trust the most and open up. And for losing someone like that, it was a lot. I didn't have anyone else to talk to. I lost a big piece of myself that time. And after that, I started working in McDonald's. I worked for about a year. But I wasn't happy. I wasn't happy with my life. And the last 2 months of me working there, a childhood friend reached out to me and asked me if I wanted to get some extra money, help him out. And I started doing something that I regretted, that I still regret. I started helping him selling drugs. And with selling drugs comes also consumption. 2 weeks before I stopped working at McDonald's, I get a call from my childhood friend, from his mom, phone call from his mom, that he was found dead in his bed due to an overdose. And all I could think about was, I need to get out. I can't keep doing this. I need to get out of here. I need to get safe. And a few days later, one of my brother's best friends, he reached out to me and asked me, hey, you want to come to France and work? And I didn't think twice. That was my exit, where I could get out and try to change my life. So I work as a optic fiber technician. It's the cables you see on the poles for internet, cell phones. It does a physical job. I would get home always sweaty or full of mud. And four months in, I stayed there for 2 years. 4 months in, and I started getting depressed, anxious, and I started isolating myself. And that's where I learned that being alone with your own thoughts, it's one of the most dangerous things you can do. And I started thinking about suicide. And after 4 months, after a day that nothing was going right, I was messing up a lot at my work, I get home and I go to take a shower, but I took a knife with me. My brother's best friend, the one who called me to go to France, I was taking too long in the shower, and because I was crying and I was just there. He started banging on the door and shouting, Gilles, hurry up, I want to take a shower too, come on, man. And because we were six people in the same house, two bathrooms, yeah, it was a mess. And so I got scared and I just threw the knife to the floor, and I finished my shower and I went to make my dinner and go to bed. About maybe 2-3 weeks later, we had a party in the house. Almost every Friday we had a party, drinking and stuff, but I wasn't feeling it. And so I went to the bathroom to get a box with like 15 or 20 pills. And with a bottle of alcohol, I drank all those pills. and I went to bed in hope that I wouldn't wake up. But fortunately, I woke up like 3, 4 a.m. I was completely drenched in sweat. My bed was all wet and sweat. I wake up so very uncomfortable. And I go take a shower and I went to sleep in the sofa, on the couch. That was my second attempt. A few months later, I remember it was winter because the fireplace was on. We had another party, but that time I was enjoying the party. We all went to bed and the fireplace was still on. And in the middle of the night, there was a fire. And it wasn't a huge fire, but the house was full of smoke. And you can die from the smoke if you breathe too much. But I was the only one who woke up that night. And as soon as I noticed what's happening, I start shouting and to all the guys in the house saying, wake up, open the windows, wake up. And that happens, no one died. And we got outside, we put the fire out. It was a small thing, but yeah. We go outside and the sunset starts. The sun starts to show up. And one by one of my friends, they start coming up to me. And one of them was crying. And he said, thank you. Thank you for saving my life. And then I thought to myself, those times that I wanted to take my own life, I just now saved it. And I then knew that there was a plan meant for me. All those times that I could have died, and I'm still here, it's because a plan was made for me for that one moment. That if it wasn't for me, there wasn't. Six Life wouldn't be here today. And is that the scripture? No? Yeah. And I wanted to read the scripture again. If that. So I want to leave you guys with this. Life, it's not easy. And as you grow old, it's not going to get any easier. You lose friends, you lose family, you lose animals, pets. You lose a lot, and it's gonna take a huge toll on you. But God didn't give up on me, and I know that I'm here still for a reason. And I'm sure He also has a plan for all of you. Thank you.